Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. If you're rejoining us, of course, there's justice. We're going to get some of it by what? Voting and speaking out. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I got my good friend, two-time congressional candidate, small business owner, and Navy vet, Tom Paulswitz, with me for the remainder of the show. You can join Tom and I. We're still talking about no kinks because y'all got so much to say. I'm happy to have you. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let's go right to Ryan in central Wisconsin. He's a new caller. Welcome, Ryan. Say hello to Tom. What would you like to share this afternoon?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Maggie.
Hi.
Yeah, Brian. Brian with a B.
Brian.
Thanks, for your, thanks for your efforts on your show. I just wanted to make a comment about the No King stuff.
Yes.
I was up at the, I was at the first rally in June, and I was up at, again Saturday in Stevens Point. And I would say it was maybe three times as many people, two and a half or three times. So that's good.
That's great.
I saw a lot of nice people, all ages, quite a variety of folks and generations, and it was beautiful. It was all positive. There was no problems. There was nice weather. And I just wanted to make one constructive criticism for you as a broadcaster.
Sure.
I know it's very difficult when you get guys like Gary or CJ or someone call in, but I would like to hear opinions from the other side. So if you can, please be as patient as you can and let them make their points if possible. That's all.
Thanks, Ryan. Let me just take a moment to explain, folks, if you haven't listened to me for a while. Here is the rub. And Gary's call, this, folks, if you're just joining us, we had a conservative last hour that called in, said, I don't get why you call it no kings. Donald Trump doesn't ask like a king. So I tried to ask Gary some questions about what defines a monarchy versus a democracy. And he started talking about Biden, and then he started talking about Obama. And I have three rules of debate. If you're going to debate Maggie Dawn here on the Maggie Dawn Show, my rules are don't deflect, don't disinform, and don't disrespect. If we're talking about no kings and whether or not Donald Trump is acting more like a guy who rules unilaterally, versus a democracy, you're deflecting when you start to talk about Biden and Obama. There are oftentimes, and today is an example of that, where there's lots of people that want to get on. And I find this to be a frequent pattern when I'm debating with folks that support Donald Trump. What I hear are talking points that you see on all conservative-leaning national news networks. They are surface level, and when you try to drill down and ask specific questions, they deflect onto the next very high-level talking point. I'm a lawyer. I cross-examine people for a living, and if you want to have a debate with me on this program, you had better be ready to get cross-examined about the basis, the facts, and the actual analytics of your opinion. I'm not going to let conservatives get on, take control of this show, and trout out a bunch of nonsense that are just these very high-level talking points. And one of the reasons that I interrupt is because I want them to stay on the topic. In the courtroom, you say, objection, irrelevant. That is how I run this show. So I have tried to do that, but oftentimes what I end up hearing is a lot of dog whistles to racism, to misogyny, and I get a lot of deflection and a lot of disinformation. And once you start lying, I am not going to let you continue to let that lie go, because I don't think that that is constructive for public policy debates. If a conservative isn't going to lie, isn't going to deflect, and they won't disrespect people, I will let them talk for a damn long time. And I invite and challenge any conservatives in this legislation, in this legislature, nationally, to come on this program, and I will debate you, but you got to stay on point. You cannot lie, and you cannot disrespect through dog whistles or directly. So those are the rules of debate here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Brian, I appreciate the feedback. Folks, I hope you appreciate my logic here. Let's go back to the phone lines. Tom, and I just want, Tom, you have a different sort of rhetorical approach. You're not the big cross-examiner that I sometimes engage in. How do you keep your patience, sir?
Well, I think it's finding out what the real issue is or what the person calling really believes. And sometimes, like you said, you got to get past that talking point to get to the heart of what they're really trying to say. And sometimes that takes a little bit of time. But I completely agree with you about your rules. It's your ball game. You get to decide. But those are well-rounded rules. They make sense for people to have discussion. Because are we talking about people or are we talking about policy? And if you want to debate policy, then you should be able to come and bring why you think that's the right policy. A lot of times, though, we devolve down into whether you like that person or not. And it really is much more to do with policy and the inaction of policy that's the part you don't like. So what I say. But, oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think Gary and I probably have some values in common. And to me, I can only get to that place and maybe find some agreement. Like Gary's saying, I don't want kings either. Well, we hold that in common, Gary. But if we're unable to get under the thing, you know, I can't hope to maybe open someone's mind. And that requires staying on point. It's why there's rules in debate clubs. That's why there's rules in courtrooms. And that's why I use these rules on this particular program. It's to help us stay focused, not just a bunch of talking points getting exchanged and nobody's actually digging into the substance. Kathy
and
from Cambridge.
From that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. Kathy from Cambridge, say hello to Tom. What you got for us this week,
Hi, Tom.
Afternoon?
Well, I just went to the King's thing in Madison and it's good for my soul. I'm on the Affordable Care Act. I got high anxiety going here and it was just real helpful, both good for my soul and my mental health, and know that I'm not in this alone. And it only would have took four Republicans to stop this ACA from being cut and our Medicaid from being cut in end of 2026. So I just feel so much better now, and it just put me another day to fight. You know, this is important. Everything that we're getting taken away is important, and especially that military against Americans. That's never been done. That's ridiculous. They should have been in Texas helping with the floods and Alaska helping with the hurricane, not sitting there babysitting ICE. I mean, give me a break.
They just had this massive storm surge. Thank you so much, Kathy, in Alaska that NOAA and the National Weather Service, because they were so depleted, they don't have meteorologists in this particular region putting out the weather balloons twice a day, which is how you get really accurate forecasting. They didn't find out that this major surge, again, big, big waves, had changed directions, and there was massive flooding. Gee whiz, thanks, Donald Trump. I mean, you talk about monarchies turning the military against your own citizenry to suppress dissent. I mean, I think calling him a monarch or a king is the pretty generous view, right? Like Chris from Madison on the text line saying, want to be dictators more like it. Tom, what do you think the label should be? How about just unpresidential, undemocratic?
I think he doesn't care what anyone else thinks, and he doesn't want to follow the rules that are in place to make sure everybody has a say, right? He's ignoring Congress. He's ignoring the courts. And if he really was about the rule of law, he'd be slowing down and doing things the way they were supposed to be done and getting public agreement on them. But I personally think that because there's no public agreement on the way he's doing things, maybe why he's doing things, there's some agreement, but not the way he's doing it, he's moving even faster. Because there's so many rulings and the courts can't keep up.
That's the old Steve Bannon flood the zone tactic.
Listen,
I've been promising everybody a little bit of sound of me giving my little speech, my little hoo-ha this weekend at No Kings here in Milwaukee. Let's get that in, and then we're going to go right back to the phones, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Take a listen, folks.
What does this mean? It means that in this moment, there are people that want to strip away from each and every one of us from Americans the ability, the opportunity to be our best, to see our hard work result in our family's success, in our success. They want to strip away our inalienable rights to life, to liberty, to protest, to freedom. And I say, no more. Those inalienable rights equate in this democracy to the inalienable human rights, to affordable health care, education available to all and second to none. And it equates, of course, to affordable housing. Yes. Let's remember that $51 trillion has been stolen from you by the oligarchs, by the billionaires, the people with their names on buildings. For what? To keep us divided and frightened and scared. But you are not divided, frightened, or scared. We stand together.
Just a little snippet. It was hotter than hell on that stage, Dom. I was sweating bullets. It was a beautiful day. Folks, you want to join Tom and I? We're still talking a little No Kings. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Folks, we got time for at least one more call before we go to our next set of messages. Ron from Milwaukee, say hi to Tom. What you got for us?
Hi, Tom. Hi, Maggie. I had the same experience as everybody else that's called in. The protests in the Milwaukee area that I attended were entirely upbeat, very joyful. Everybody was friendly and helpful. And I go back to the line through of that you'd mentioned earlier. I think that'd make a fascinating discussion stretched out in the future, because if you look back at the history of this country, it's all been about protest and how we arrive at a result, you know, and the protests evolve over time, and usually they've been, too often they've been violent, admittedly, but this one has not been violent at all. Dr. King's March on Washington was not violent. Government was violent. This time, I don't see government in most of these places, as far as I can tell. I don't think the police or the ICE or the guard interfered with these folks, and I think that
we didn't really see any. I'm going to pick up where Ron took us on the other side. We're going to talk about Martin Luther King and the history of peaceful protest, and what one of Donald Trump's appointees had to say about Martin Luther King Jr. Can you guess? It might have been super racist, and those texts just got leaked. We'll talk about that when we come back on the other side. Don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn, and you are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.